Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Shoub is going to talk to us this afternoon about vaccine hesitancy. He is not available, but good man that he is, he sent us a voice note.
Good afternoon to you, Simon, and to the listeners. Today I promised to delve into the subject of vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaccination, something which is actually giving our MAC a great deal of concern. In our country, actually, it's not inconsiderable, and hopefully it's not growing, but certainly quite significant. It's actually interesting that with vaccines now on our doorstep, you really get two kinds of responses to COVID vaccination. On the one hand, we have the eager beavers, those who want to be first in the queue, while on the other hand, you have the hesitant group, who either refuse the vaccine or are, understandably, just unsure and anxious about it. It's perfectly fine and it's absolutely understandable that many people may have concerns and anxieties about the vaccine. Actually, what's really interesting is that this degree of hesitancy has not been displayed to the same extent with any of the childhood vaccines. I think the anxiety is to a large extent because people are worried that in the undue rush to get vaccines out to address the epidemic, corners may have been cut. Certainly, no known human vaccine has ever been developed in less than a year. Usually, it would take anything from 5 to 20 years to develop and license a human vaccine. It's really the safety issue which I'd like to focus on and go into a bit more detail, as this is what I think is really worrying most hesitant people. So, are these COVID vaccines safe? The simple answer is an unequivocal yes, and I'll explain why. The speed of COVID vaccine development in no way implies that corners were cut. What it does reflect is how advanced and how sophisticated the modern science of vaccinology, that is vaccine research and vaccine development, has become. At the same time, these scientific advances also provide the assurance of the safety of these vaccines. Indeed, safety of vaccines is paramount because vaccines are given to healthy people as against medicines which are given to sick people. Further, assurance also comes from the procedures and the rigor and the intensity of the safety monitoring of all modern vaccines. An independent data and safety monitoring board is established to monitor safety right from the earliest stages of the clinical trials. Any reported side effects of significance which are reported during the trial would require the trial to be immediately suspended and investigated to ascertain if that side effect can be ascribed to the vaccine. After the final phase 3 trial is completed, that was the last trial before registration, there follows a further 2-month observation period for safety before the Data Safety Monitoring Board will certify that the candidate vaccine is safe and effective. After that stage is reached, the candidate vaccine would be subject to inspection and evaluation by a stringent regulatory authority. Often it is the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration of the USA, as well as a pre-qualification of the vaccine by the World Health Organization. After that, it is then submitted for local licensure, in the case of South Africa, to SAHPRA. SAHPRA is the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. In each case, a mountain of weighty dossiers with a great deal of constituent detail of the vaccines as well as the trial data are rigorously examined and inspected. Unfortunately, a whole plethora of sometimes wild fantasies and science fiction conspiracy theories have sprung up around vaccines. These are being propagated especially on social media. Some examples. No, COVID is definitely not caused by 5G radiation. No, the vaccine is not laced with microchips to enable Mr. Bill Gates to monitor everybody to virtually take control of the world. And no, COVID vaccines cannot possibly affect your DNA. Finally, one can really only appeal for people to critically evaluate the source of these kinds of stories. Do they come from a reputable and well-qualified source before giving any credence to them at all? This holds equally for seeking reassurance, as it holds for debunking these wild conspiracy theories. So good Shabbos to all. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You heard Professor Shoup. Are they safe? An unequivocal yes.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.